Hey, did you sleep in on
Thursday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch up.
Hello, people. Here is the catch up from Thursday show. What is what's exciting you about this catch up show, Jim? What's on it?
Your bracelet. We finally discussed that. I hope we're finished with it. I hope we never see your bracelet again.
Well, it's actually, it's off my wrist right now. I don't know where it is. Yeah.
So. And that's the way it should. If you find it, just.
No, but that's the, if I find it, I've got to put it on.
No, no, well, it's, don't look for it.
Oh, for yeah, I'm not going to look for it.
I'm saying for the rest of your life, you've got to walk around with your eyes shut. Just in case.
No, I'm going to have, you know how pirates just have one thing on their eye? Going to have two of those.
Two eye patches.
Two eye patches.
And you know what? I'll buy two parrots.
Yeah. That's got nothing to do with it, but yeah.
Well, I just want to reward you for wearing two eye patches.
Well, why don't we'll saw off your leg and we'll give you a peg leg?
No, no, I'm busy.
Finding your parrots.
Yeah. I'm going to go buy two parrots. I'm a busy man.
The tennis ball debate, we cover that in this too. Are tennis balls yellow, or are they green?
Yeah, we've settled it, wouldn't you say?
Well, we've settled it. I mean, some other people might still be arguing.
Still arguing. We think it's yellow. Mm. Some people called up, said yellow. 66% of the poll we put up said yellow. Mm. I feel like that's enough to say it's yellow.
Don't listen to this if you think it's green. Because yeah, I don't want to deal with you.
Well, your girlfriend voted green.
Yeah, and she doesn't listen. So.
And finally, Nath, I just want to mention, you called your mum for some back pay.
Yeah, my mum's on the show, just because I think she owes me a bit of pocket money that she was a bit slack on when I was living at home.
Yeah, and your mum's your dad.
That doesn't make sense.
I just wanted to say it. Is there anything I want to say in this podcast?
Thursday morning around Hobart, 10 minutes past 6. It is Jimmy Nath.
It is. It is Jimmy Nath.
You forget what we were doing for a second?
I don't know. I just felt like there was more for you to say, but
what else do you want me to say?
No, no, I was giving you the opportunity if you wanted.
Oh, if you wanted to kind of extend.
Yeah, I didn't want to jump all over you.
Yeah, right.
You're good.
No, you go.
You're good though.
Steam through, guys.
Yeah, I don't want to. I just don't want to step on your toes.
You go, man. You go.
Hey, look, Meghan Markle. She's getting her very own wax figure at Madame Tussauds in New York in early May. Congrats. I've always wanted a wax statue.
It's a big moment. Mm. Yeah, it's funny. One thing I noticed about Madame Tussauds, because as you know, I know you don't like me talking about it, recently went to America. There's a Madame Tussauds everywhere, in every state, and pretty much...
Not every state.
Oh, a lot of them. All the ones I went to, all the big touristy ones.
Sorry, I've lived in America. Tell me where the Madame Tussauds are.
All the ones I went to.
Yeah, tell me.
New York.
Yeah, correct.
It's because you just said it. Vegas.
Correct.
San Francisco.
Ooh, I'm not sure about that. I know
we went into it. I know.
Okay, there's three.
Unless it's been taken down now. And there's one in LA as well.
Correct. Every state.
And one in Hawaii.
Hawaii's not a state. America needs to stop claiming Hawaii. It's not yours. It's too far away. You can't claim something that far away. We don't even claim New Zealand. And New Zealand's nice and close. Get out of here with that. Look, yeah, no, huge news for her. And the other thing is they've come out, they've released a statement, Nath, and they've assured her that she'll be located next to her fiancé, Prince Harry.
They've had to assure her that, have they? Why can't she go by herself? Why does she have to be next to him?
And why do you need to say that anyway? Like, why does that need to be part of it?
And why is Prince Harry in America? Shouldn't he be in the London one?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm assuming he's loved around the world.
Ah, I suppose so, isn't he? Yeah.
For a while there, Prince Harry's second home was Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you make that up?
No, no, no. Like, he was notorious for going to Vegas and partying. Yeah, it was a big thing.
I'm going to Vegas and partying.
You didn't know this?
No, I didn't know this. No.
Yeah, he'd fly.
I suppose you lived in America.
I lived in America, but I can't tell you where the Madame Tussauds are. Nath, you spoke about this on the show the other day.
Basically, what happened was at the start of this year, my girlfriend Meg, who I love very dearly, she knows that I just want to preface this story with that.
When you start with I love her very dearly, you're about to say something bad.
Basically, she knows that I like to have a little bit of something on my wrist.
So she's just done a nice thing.
She's done a nice thing. Bought me a new little thing. The only thing with this new one is it falls off all the time.
So you got a little bracelet on your wrist.
Yeah.
Constantly falls off.
All the time. At least 4 or 5 times a day.
And you want to stop wearing it, correct?
I don't want to stop wearing it. It's a weird place that I'm in because I can't stop wearing it because she bought it for me.
Yep.
But I'm just hoping that it kind of disappears.
That it
and never find it again. You know what I mean?
Because the running joke in our house, Nath, is you get up every morning because it falls off in your sleep.
And hope that it's gone. Yeah.
And look, I'm not the biggest fan of it, but I mean, you're wearing it. Mm. Not that I'm not a fan of looks. I'm just not a fan of me looking over at you and constantly you're fiddling with your wrist trying to... Because it's two magnets hold it together.
Well, it's frustrating for other people as well. I've got to understand how it affects other people, not just me.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, Nath, because for the longest time, it was only visually affecting me. But I feel like now it's putting my life in jeopardy.
Oh, what's happened?
Because, you know, I was fine. Like, I was like, yeah, look, you know, it's fallen off Nath's wrist, whatever. He doesn't like it. It's his problem. It's him and his girlfriend. They've got to sort that out. But now that my life is in danger, I've got to step in. I've got to throw it away because the last few days, we drive into work. And I really appreciate the fact that you drive and I'm in the passenger seat. Yes. I really appreciate you, mate, driving us into work. But the last few days, as we've been driving, you've taken both hands off the wheel to readjust your magnet bracelet.
So this is the thing. Because I have to use two hands, it's very hard. It's not a one-hand job.
It's not a one-hand job. And I'm looking at you going, what are you doing? Both hands are off. Now, you're driving with your knees, which I don't know for those of you that drive. It's not recommended.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in a straight line.
They don't say, hey, put your knees at 10 and 2. Let's put your hands at 10 and 2.
So would you prefer me to pull over, turn the engine off, fix the thing, and then get back on the road?
I'd prefer to throw the thing out the window.
Well, Jim, I mean, just before we get into the ads, I've got some good news for you.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning. It's gone.
It's gone!
It's gone!
Have you looked for it?
No.
I'm not Please don't, read yeah. Nath, our PlayStation is broken. Mm. I was just talking to you off air. We were mid-conversation. Do we have the sound effect? I mean, just...
I haven't heard this, so I don't know if it's going to work or not.
We didn't check.
All right.
Yep.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. That's the noise our PlayStation makes when you turn it on.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll turn it on more often. It's kind of soothing. It's really nice.
So, yeah, we've got a PlayStation 4. It's broken at the moment. It has this disc error where it just spits out the disc that's in it.
Yeah.
Which was very frustrating over the weekend.
Still makes this sound, though.
Still turns on.
Yeah. Ooh. PlayStation or relax station, you know what I mean?
So it makes this noise when you turn it on, and it's fine. It turns on, but it just spits out the disc. You put a disc in it, and it goes... just keeps spinning out. Now, very frustrating, because we're trying to play Crash Bandicoot, and you'd be playing Crash, and then it just goes...
Yeah.
Disc
and
falls out.
And when you might be halfway through a level, just collected the important gems.
Yeah, Nath, you and me don't muck around when we play Crash. We get every box in a level.
Oh, serious? Yeah. We're not just completing. We're not just going through the motions.
We're not going for the purple gem.
No, we're going for
purple and silver.
All the gems, mate.
Sorry, if you don't know Crash Bandicoot, no, this will make sense. But my issue is with our machine. It's with our PlayStation machine because it's broken. It's making me angry. It's making me very upset.
Yep.
And so we've decided 13, 12, 16, what machine makes you angry?
Yeah.
Is there another machine in your life, Nath, that's making you angry at the moment?
There is, and you know this machine. It's my work computer. My work computer just will have good days and will have bad days, but I'll never know. You know what I mean? It's a roll of dice.
It is. And then you log into other people's computers.
I've started using other people's.
Yeah, because your computer's just so slow.
Yeah, it's just slow. It crashes. I can't use the internet. I mean, that's all you really use your computer for, the internet. Can't do that.
Yeah.
So I'm having real issues. Really, really struggling with it. Sorry. And it makes me frustrated. And it doesn't make this sound when I turn it on either. It doesn't make any sound.
Oh, that's nice. It's relaxing. Yeah, look, so 13, 12, 16. We'd love to know what machine makes you angry. So it's a machine. It could be your coffee machine. Could be an ATM.
Maybe your toaster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The toaster's a machine these days. You can buy digital toasters.
Anything.
Yeah. We're just wondering what piece of electronic in your life is really giving you issues. So give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
What machine makes you angry, Jim?
Yeah, our PlayStation 4, PS4 for those gamers out there. It's got a bit of a disc issue. Just keeps spitting the disc out every time we're playing Crash Bandicoot.
Mm.
It's very frustrating for our Saturday nights.
Well, especially when we want to spend a good 4, 5, 7 hours playing Crash Bandicoot and it doesn't work.
Yeah, we spent a long time on the weekend playing Crash, but you know what? It was worth it.
I just want to quickly mention a machine that makes me very angry. It is my parents' digital toaster. They've got a digital toaster that they refuse to throw out.
But my thing with digital toasters as well, do you need them? Like, as long as you toast.
You don't.
You don't need a digital one.
And this annoys me even more than the fact that it's a digital one. There's a mechanical fault inside it. So every time you use it, it short circuits the house. So it turns everything else off. So you can still use the toaster, but then you've got to go back around the back and reset the box.
Yeah, flick the switch.
So don't get digital toasters, guys. Oscar from West Hobart. Mate, what machine annoys you?
So we have a coffee machine that every time we try and make, like, hot chocolate or something, it just reverses it into, like, coffee.
No.
So you're trying to make yourself hot chocolate, Oscar, and spits out a coffee?
Yeah, pretty much.
That. Yeah. And you're not a coffee drinker, mate. How old are you?
I am 12.
12. Yeah, way too early.
Yeah, a bit early for coffee.
Mm. And what do you do when this machine kind of gives you a coffee instead of a hot chocolate? Do you get angry at it?
No, I just give the coffee to my mum and dad.
Oh, what a good kid.
Yeah, but I mean, Oscar, what time are you having the hot chocolates? Because, I mean, mum and dad probably don't want a coffee at night time.
No, I usually have it in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, 12 a.m. Right. in the morning wakes him up. Holly from Austin's Ferry, what machine makes you angry, Hol?
Hi, I just bought a car, like, 3 weeks ago, within 2 days. I put a CD in, which I absolutely can't stop doing, and then it doesn't work. The CD player doesn't work, so I can't use anything.
No CDs.
Can you listen to the radio?
Yeah, I listen to the radio non-stop now.
Okay.
Our plan works, wrecking Ollie's car.
Whose lie is it anyway?
Yeah, Jim, this is where we take turns telling each other supposed truths. First person to be caught out lying loses. Are you ready?
Yes. Lie or truth? I was once in an ad for Dove soap, singing, I'm walking on sunshine, and I recorded the track in my bedroom.
Was it liquid soap or hard soap?
I can't remember. I think it was liquid.
Oh, you can't remember?
Yeah.
Were you in it or not?
Don't know, mate. I don't remember that part.
You're a clean guy. You like your soap.
Hmm.
True.
Yeah, it's true.
Jim.
Yep.
I have never in my life owned a pet tadpole.
I'm confused.
I've never owned a pet.
So you've never had a tadpole?
Never owned one.
Okay.
Never owned one.
True.
Why that? Why do you think true?
I don't know, it's just a weird statement. You'd say, you know, like, once I had a dog. No one comes out and goes, hey, I've never had a dog.
A tadpole.
Never had a tadpole.
See straight through me, mate. It's true.
Yeah.
Never had one. Thought of it once. Got a goldfish instead.
Lie or truth?
Mm.
I never learned to swing on a swing set until I was 15 years old.
It's a hard skill.
Swinging on a swing
set.
Yeah.
Did you have them around near where you lived?
Yeah, we didn't have swings in Gundawindi, so...
Oh, okay. You had to wait.
Maybe that was it. Maybe I had to wait till I was 15.
Into the big smoke. All you guys got swings and buildings.
Why'd you move to the city? Oh, I just wanted to swing on a swing set.
True.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Jim.
Yeah, no.
This is hard to say.
I never owned a tadpole. I never owned two tadpoles.
I once got in a physical altercation with The Rock in an elevator to the point where he actually body slammed me in the bottom of the elevator.
So you do mean
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because
not another guy called Rock. I don't know.
Or just
guy.
A rock.
I was taken down by an inanimate object.
Someone threw a rock at you. Because that sounds like a true thing, someone throwing a rock at you. But finding Dwayne The Rock Johnson. No, mate, that's a lie.
Yeah, you got me. Saw straight through me. Yeah. Still didn't have a tadpole, though. Well, maybe one day.
Nath, I've never really thought about this, but what colour is a tennis ball? Yellow or green?
Great question. Clearly yellow. I mean, it's obvious.
Well, yeah, I always thought so as well.
Mm.
And recently in an interview, Roger Federer was asked that question.
Hey, Roger, are tennis balls green or yellow?
They're yellow, right?
Yeah. I think they're green. My son thinks they're yellow.
They're yellow.
Yellow.
Who's that guy? Is he a professional interviewer? Because not many professional interviewers from, say, like Fox Sports go, oh, my son thinks they're yellow.
Roger, what colour's the ball? No, he wasn't a professional.
Right.
He was just a fan in the crowd.
Oh, right.
Who
okay.
took over, as you can hear, yelled out. I admire the guy.
Roger Rashid, move out of the way. I'm asking the questions.
Exciting news. He's been signed on to commentate the Australian Open next year. Oh, wow. What a ball. Roger really hit that. Nath, tennis balls.
Mm.
So green or yellow? You and me, 100% yellow.
Strong yellow, guys.
Producer Mason is green.
Mm-hmm.
He's said that. Now, I've put up a story yesterday on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. You can head there and have a look. And basically, it was a simple survey. I put up some photos of tennis balls and said, green or yellow,
mm-hmm.
vote.
Yep.
And at the moment, 67% of people say yellow.
Only 67?
So 33% of people say green.
There's a lot of people still thinking green then.
And I've got some terrible news for you, Nath.
What have I done?
Someone voted green. That's very close to you.
Oh, no. Well, whoever it is, they're no longer close. I mean, depends who it is.
No, I've got the audio. He's saying they're no longer close.
Please don't say who I think you're
going to
say.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nath is now single.
No!
Because
she's obviously doing that for a laugh. She doesn't mean that.
Your girlfriend's voted green. Yeah, Meg Draffen.
Are you sure that's not another girl? It's definitely her.
It's definitely her. How does it make you feel? Your girlfriend thinks tennis balls are green.
We're going to have a serious conversation tonight.
Sit down at the dinner table. Meg, I'm going to need you to sit down.
No, not the dinner table. We're going to go play tennis.
Okay.
I'm going to say, what colour are they?
Just eating them. Look, well, we want to try and settle this debate. So give us a call, 13 12 16. Are tennis balls yellow or green?
Yep.
Roger Federer, he's weighed into the great tennis ball debate. Are they yellow or are they green?
Hey, Roger, are tennis balls green or yellow?
They're yellow, right?
Yeah. I think they're green. My son thinks they're yellow.
They're yellow.
Yellow.
Now, if you and me thought it was pretty simple, we're both yellow people.
Big yellow people, yeah.
Matter of fact, you could call us Simpsons characters.
Yeah, nice. That's how yellow we are.
We're so yellow.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
But, I mean, I put a story up on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. People can head there and have a look. 67% of people say yellow, 33% of people say green.
Mm.
Some of the people that do say green include your girlfriend.
Yeah, which, I mean, as I've said, we're going to have a serious conversation after the show today.
So let's chat to some people, see if we can finally settle the debate, green or yellow.
Keegan from Acton Park, what colour are tennis balls, green or yellow?
Green for sure.
Green for sure?
So yeah. Why do you think green, Keegan?
Well, when you get the tennis balls out of the packet when they're brand new, they look a lot more green than when they're worn off and then they start to look a bit yellow.
Oh, so you reckon they transition as they get older?
Yeah, I reckon as they get older, they start to fade a little bit and then the yellow comes out.
I really like this. Keegan's giving it some serious thought.
It's a scientific reasoning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's better than our reasoning where ours is just, no, they're yellow because they look yellow.
Okay, so technically though, Keegan, you could say they're both because they start their life as green and transition to yellow.
Yeah, you could say that then, I guess.
So you'd accept an answer of they're both colours?
Yeah, I'll agree.
But to start with, they're green?
Yeah, start with they're green.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree. Scotty from Claremont, what colour are tennis balls?
Well, I think they're yellow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scotty's on team yellow. Why do you think they're yellow, Scotty?
Well, that's what my eyes say they are.
Okay. Oh,
there you go. Trust your eyes. Trust your vision, Scotty.
Would you, if someone said to you, Scotty, oh, tennis ball's green, would you go, okay, or would you be adamant, no, they're definitely yellow?
No, I'd say they're definitely yellow.
Yeah, because it's not they're not a kind of green. They're definitely yellow, aren't they?
Yes.
They're very similar, I think, to like high-vis vests. Would you agree?
Yes, because if they played green ones on a yellow surface...
Mm.
On a green surface, a green one on green surface, you wouldn't see them, would you?
There you go.
Yeah, you're saying at Wimbledon, which was green grass, they wouldn't
court.
See the they wouldn't see the balls.
Maybe that's why they do it. Wow.
I think Scott's onto something,
Scotty.
Scotty,
you should be a commentator.
You've settled the debate. Tennis balls are yellow.
There they are. We're sorted. Well done, Scotty. We're done.
Thanks,
yesterday on the show, we spoke about pocket money.
Mm.
You got some as a kid. You got about $5 a week.
About five a week, yeah.
I didn't get any. And then we discovered that you stopped getting paid around
year 10, so when I was about 16 years old.
Yeah.
But I still lived at home for the next 5 years.
And you proposed that you should be getting some back pay for pocket money.
I felt like we were talking about yes, and I felt like I was owed a little bit of money. So
I don't believe you are owed, but I suggested to you, if you do believe you are owed, Nath, maybe you should call your mum and ask her for money. Now, you've done this.
Yeah, I did. I chatted to mum yesterday, proposed the situation, told her how much she was going to be probably up for, and this is what happened.
Hey, girl.
Hello, mum. How are you?
Good, doll. How are you?
Good. I just, I had a thought. Jimmy and I were talking on the show the other day. We were talking about pocket money. I don't know if you remember, but remember when I was at home, I think it was up until I was in about year 10, I was getting like $5 a week. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That stopped roughly, would you say, when I was in year 10, when I was about 16.
Yeah.
After that, I was still at home for about 5 years.
Yes.
And I was wondering if I could get like a back pay on the $5 that you owed me for the 5 years that I was still at home, but I wasn't getting the money that we contractually agreed to?
No chance.
Why?
Because any back pay needs to come to us on how much it's cost to bring you up.
It stopped when I was in year 10, and now I was at home 5 years after that. If we crunch the numbers, $5 a week, 52 weeks in a year, so that's 5 times 52 times 5 years, you and Dad are only looking at about $1,350, give or take.
Yes. What? That's still no chance.
Let's work out a payment plan. What if we go like $20 a week for the next 2 years? I mean, you're laughing, but this is your son who worked hard for his pocket money.
No, because I want to go on another trip.
All right, $200 and we'll call it even. I'm doing you a favour.
No, it's still not happening.
50?
50?
Okay, $25.
All right, $25.
You'll give me $25 for my back paid pocket money. That's what you're agreeing to.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Can I expect that in my bank account tomorrow?
Maybe.
All right, we'll work out a payment plan. We'll figure something out. Thank you, Mama.
Goodbye.
I'm rich. I'm rich. She has agreed. She's agreed to give me some back pay. $25. I'm owed.
Look, I mean, it's not quite, what did you say, 1,350?
Yeah, I was obviously I was shooting for the stars, but I landed somewhere in the paddock.
Hey, you got $25.